And now, ladies and gentlemen, with great pleasure, we bring to the stage for his final appearance of this festival one of the true legends of bluegrass music. He was born in 1915 in Lake City, Florida, and is one of our Florida treasures of music. When he was about 12, 13 years old, he broke his leg and his mother got him a banjo. Boy, it's a good thing you switched, or Earl Scruggs never would have made it. But he switched to the fiddle shortly thereafter, and it's been fortunate for all of us that he did so, because he has gone on to become one of the most legendary fiddlers, man we call the sweetest fiddle this side of heaven, through his long, illustrious career that started, believe it or not, when he co-authored the Orange Blossom Special with Irvin Rouse back in the late 30s. His professional major career opened up when he went with Bill Monroe in 1943, later with Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. In the 50s, became one of the most sought-after backup musicians in Nashville, Tennessee, helping Hank Williams Sr. start his career as his only accompaniment on his first early songs. 17 years with Hank Snow and his Rainbow Ranch hands, 25 years on the road as a star attraction. Ladies and gentlemen, Florida's own from Glen St. Mary's, Chubby Wise.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you, David Willis. Thank you for that nice welcome. And it's a pleasure to be here with these boys. They do a fine job, and I'm looking forward to playing some with them. So we got some fiddle tunes picked out. Maybe we can find one of your favorites before we get through. We hope so. You know what a fine crowd we got tonight, boy. I'll tell you one thing about it. If we run out of something to do, we can go polar bear hunting when this thing's over with.